at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, Anthony Joshua has been involved in a car crash in Nigeria, which has killed two people and left him in hospital. It happened around 50 miles from where the former heavyweight world champion went to boarding school. He sustained minor injuries. Our correspondent Emma Birchley has more.
There are photos that show him sitting behind the driver's seat, surrounded with broken glass, and then video two that shows him being helped from that vehicle.
The US and Russian presidents have had what the White House describes as a positive talks, despite a claim that's threatening to bring down peace talks with Ukraine. Moscow now says Kyiv's tried to hit President Putin's residence overnight.
On the night from the 28th to the 29th of December 2025, the Kyiv regime carried out a terrorist attack using 91 long-range attacking drones against the state residence of the Russian president in the Novgorod region. All drones were destroyed by the air defense system of the Russian armed forces. No information has been received regarding casualties or damage caused by the drone debris.
That's Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Ukraine's president has denied the allegation, saying it's an attempt to undermine progress made with the US. Two children and their mother have died in a house fire in Gloucestershire. The father of the young victims survived after attempting to rescue them by smashing through a window to try to get to their bedroom. Essex police believe a small aircraft's come down in a reservoir near Chelmsford. Officers are working to find out what exactly happened. Meanwhile, the Crown Prosecution Service says more needs to be done to improve outcomes for victims of coercive control. Charges and convictions are much lower than the record 52,500 reports in England and Wales last year. And one in four schools advertising for a head teacher at the start of the year had to re-advertise the job by Christmas. Reports found the problems particularly bad in special schools. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Plans to build a new sports pitch at Princess Risborough School have been approved. The new pitch will be available for community use at evenings and weekends. Objections were received from local residents, including noise, increased traffic, and the effects of floodlighting. Supporters of the scheme said there were currently no flooded or weather pitches in the town. Buckinghamshire Council have secured nearly £7 million in government funding for its Connect to Work programme. It launches in April 2026 and will support up to 1,640 residents over a four-year period. Councillor Stephen Broadbent, leader of Buckinghamshire Council, said the scheme was about building confidence, developing skills and creating real opportunities to thrive. There was some disruption to train services on Chiltern Railways yesterday afternoon. A service from London Marylebone to Oxford was terminated at Gerrards Cross due to a passenger being taken ill on board. A spokesperson for Network Rail said emergency services had to deal with an incident at Northolt Park.
Red Kite Radio weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Cloudy night ahead, but it should stay dry. And nights will be getting progressively colder from tonight, with a minimum overnight low of 3 degrees. Tuesday will be yet another cloudy day, staying dry, but there is more chance of some bright spells, especially in the afternoon. Maximum daytime temperature will be similar to today at 6 degrees. I'm Simon, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2 Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Higgs.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you, Simon. Welcome back to Drive Time.
It's 4 minutes past five.
Just spread me all around. In the dust of the theater.
Kite Radio.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh yeah. Got a fist of your emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back,
I want you back for good. Unaware, but underlined. Figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
But that was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled at being free. Can't you find,
can't you find
a little room inside for me?
Hundreds of people have taken part in a weekly community singing sessions across Wiltshire, and they have seen major improvements in their lung health. So participants who took part, many of the people had long-term breathing conditions. They reported improved stamina, better breathing control, and increased confidence. Some say they can walk further. Others say they can climb stairs more easily, and even more people can keep up with their grandchildren. See what singing can do for you. And right now, get your lungs ready, because we got to start the engines for karaoke.
Home. I drove all night.
This
karaoke.
Red Kite Radio.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you want to make your passengers deaf or increase your lung capacity. This is karaoke. This is your chance to sing along. Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Dinton.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
So
Layers, Twist and Shout, Backstreet Boys, Larger Than Life, Karaoke, back again tomorrow here on Drive Time. There was a teenager over in Illinois who has just broken the Guinness World Record for the largest structure made with toothpicks. He's 20,000 toothpicks he used to make a replica of the Eiffel Tower, a 17.32 replica of the Eiffel Tower. This is not the first time he's done something like this. When he was 12 years old, he made a 20-foot tower from popsicle sticks back in 2021, setting his first Guinness World Record. That one has since been broken, but he's now broken another world record for the tallest toothpick structure, 17.32 feet of the Eiffel Tower. That is absolutely incredible. What was I doing when I was 12 years old? Well, I was probably still doing Lego. Anyway, after the break, Mock Turtles is on the way.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jewellers on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Haddenham Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Haddenham Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Haddenham Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
For Tame, Haddenham and Henton.
Red Kite Radio.
107.2. It's Red Kite Radio Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Like we're two
speed of sound. Now, if you haven't caught up with a pantomime yet, then the Haddenham Players are presenting Aladdin, which is going to be at the Haddenham Village Hall. It's not until Saturday the 31st of January. It's got a little bit of time yet. Saturday the 31st of January until Sunday the 1st of February. So it's that weekend. Performances take place at 2:30 and 7 p.m. on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday they're only at 2:30. There's a bar, refreshments, and also a raffle available as well. And you can buy your tickets for Aladdin from Bloomin' Fruity on Banks Parade in Haddenham, or by going online to Ticketsource, and their website is ticketsource.co.uk/Haddenham-players. That is ticketsource.co.uk/Haddenham-players for that pantomime Aladdin, which is Saturday the 31st and Sunday the 1st of February.
Right,
Gina G, this is fresh.
What would you say if I kissed you right now? Would you turn and walk away or be asking me to stay? What would you do if I told you a lie? Would you fall to your knees or be begging me please? Maybe it's a matter of time. Can't you see what's on my mind? I wanna get fresh with you, baby.
Gina G, that is fresh. Now, there's a robot over in China that has just managed to break the Guinness World Record, forget this, the most consecutive badminton counter hits with a mobile robot. Yes, this record really does exist. The record for the most consecutive badminton counter hits with a mobile robot. So the robot managed to hit 1,452 consecutive hits. This was against some of China's top badminton players. It's just, that's crazy. 1,452 badminton hits. I don't think I would fancy playing badminton against a robot like that. I mean, let's face it, the robot's going to win. But mind you, if I was playing badminton against the robot would be just stood there for ages not doing anything because I wouldn't be able to get the shot cocked over the net. I'm a terrible badminton player. Keith Richard. Speakers that he likes. Do you know what? I bet Cliff Richard likes a game of badminton. Oh no, he's tennis, isn't he? He's tennis. Right, anyway. But I bet he likes badminton as well. Cutting crew on the way. We've got Smart Arcade Fire coming up as well, and they'll be here after the break.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
I didn't know why I couldn't stop drinking. I thought I was on my own with my problems.
Alcoholics Anonymous didn't judge me or criticise me. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living.
It's free and confidential. If you're worried about drinking,
call 0800 9177 650 or search Alcoholics Anonymous online.
Do you remember going out in eyeliner, leg warmers, suede boots, ruffled shirts? And that was just us guys. Well, the 1980s live again on your Red Kite Radio, every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. 2 hours of classic 80s music and information about the tracks and the artists that made the 80s a decade we'll never forget. Wednesday night, 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind with me, Simon Jobling.
For Tame, Haddenham and Princess Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good.
Thank you.
helping you home. It's Red Kite Drive Time with Paul Hicks.
Everything now, every song that I've
Arcade Fire and everything now. Did you know ants have a scent? This is actually true. You can smell ants. So there are different types of ants. They create different types of scents. So if you annoy them or if you make them angry, they can make a scent that you can actually smell. There are some ants that make a chocolatey scent. If it's a Cadbury, you'd be trying to make them angry all the time, wouldn't you? Just to get that smell of chocolate. Some more ants that give off a lemony smell as well. I have to say, I've never smelled ants. I just make them angry. Just go, no, can't smell anything at all. No, they're all okay. But it's true, apparently. They do have a scent. Try it next time when you're in the summer. Right, Steps, Better Devil You Know. Susan McFarlane along at 7 with your 70s rewind. Louise with the musical hour. And then Donald is back at 10 o'clock, still with no trousers, for the weekday wind down. Whatever you're doing, have a fantastic rest of your Monday. I'll catch you back on the radio tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock. We're going to head to the news at 6 with a bit of Cutting Crew. And this is I've Been in Love Before. Catch you back on the radio 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Catch my breath, close my eyes.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.